Hi, Beatle people. I'm Scott Siegelbaum. Here's your Beatle Breeze for this week on Beatles-A-Rama. Capitol Records will celebrate their 75th anniversary beginning this month. One of their plans is to re-release 75 vinyl albums during the course of the year that illustrates the artistry of Capitol's history. Included in the reissues will be Meet the Beatles, Revolver, Sgt. Pepper, The White Album, Abbey Road, as well as Ringo Starr's Ringo album, Wings, Band on the Run, George's All Things Must Pass, and John's Imagine. The records will be sold at Crate and Barrel stores. Yoko is also in the process of reissuing her catalog, and the first three titles are out. They are John and Yoko's Two Virgins on white vinyl, Unfinished Music No. 2, Life with the Lions, also on white vinyl, and Yoko's first Plastic Ono Band album on clear vinyl. The Beatles documentary 8 Days a Week, The Touring Years was named Best Music Documentary at the first annual Critics' Choice Documentary Awards. The DVD of the film will be released on the 18th. Beatles producer George Martin's final project, an 8-part documentary on the impact of recorded music, debuts on PBS on the 14th. The special will include an interview with Paul. And finally, a man in Heartland, Wisconsin spent 3 years to build an exact replica of the Cavern Club in an office building he owned. The floor leading to the door of the basement club is painted like the crosswalk in Abbey Road, and the inside has a replica of Ringo Starr's drum set. He hopes to open it as a non-profit music venue for military veterans and students. Check out rare Beatle-signed artwork as well as famous Beatle photographs and animation at the newly redesigned rockartshow.com. I'm Scott Siegelbaum for Beatles-A-Rama.